Well, take your Bibles this evening and turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26. Matthew 26 is where we're going to start, and I think it's very timely that we are covering this. Today's April the 13th, 2025. Last week, when we looked at the price Jesus Christ paid, I purposely did not elaborate on the crucifixion. First of all, you're certainly aware of how savage and brutal that form of execution was. And from what we looked at, we saw quite clearly in the scriptures his suffering physically prior to being nailed. I mentioned this before, with all that we have been looking at these last few weeks, I really hope that our love and appreciation for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has increased. Tonight we're going to look at Jesus Christ instituting a memorial at the Last Supper. It is not recorded in the Gospel of John. There's a lot of stuff that happened at the Last Supper that's in the Gospel of John, but this particular event is not recorded in John's Gospel, but it is in the other three, as well as in 1 Corinthians. And then after we look at the scriptures, we are going to share bread and wine together. So if you are listening to this recording and not here live, if you want to grab some bread or a cracker and something to drink when we share bread and wine together, you could join us as we remember. As we go through this, keep in mind the figure of speech simile. That is a figure of speech that shows comparison using the words like or as. In other words, this is like that. But a much stronger figure is a metaphor where you don't use the words like or as. So instead of saying he swims like a fish, that would be a simile. Instead of saying that, the metaphor for that would be, he's a fish. He's not literally a fish, but using the metaphor adds greater emphasis. And Jesus Christ used metaphors regarding himself in a number of places. Remember when he said, I am the good shepherd. Well, he wasn't literally a shepherd. And he didn't say, I'm like a good shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd. He also said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Well, we're not literally branches and he's not literally a vine. It's that figure of speech, metaphor. So tonight as we read him saying, this is my body, he is saying, this represents my body. So we begin in Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. And as they were eating, and that's an important detail to note, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body, or this represents my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood, this represents my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. This represents my blood, and blood refers to his life. Remember that verse that says we were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ? Well, not his literal blood when he bled, but blood represents his life. He gave his life for us. So we go to the next gospel, which is Mark. Go to Mark chapter 14. And again, this happened during the Last Supper, shortly before he was arrested. Mark 14, we're going to read beginning in verse 22. And again, it says, and as they did eat, and as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. This represents my body. Verse 23, and he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is my blood. This represents my life of the New Testament, which is shed for many. So we keep in mind that it was as they did eat. And then we go to Luke's gospel, Luke 22, and we get something added that's very significant in Luke's gospel. Luke chapter 22. Luke 22. In Luke chapter 22 and in verse 19. And he took bread and gave thanks and break it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body. This represents my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Now, there's some added information. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. So he said to do it in remembrance of me, something to remember him. Well, remember what? Walking on the water, the loaves and the fishes. Remember his physical body broken and beaten and his life poured out. Do this, he said. Well, what were they doing? Well, they were eating a common meal. Remember, we've read as they were eating. This was during a common meal. And now we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. There's one more record. 1 Corinthians 11, and we're going to verse 23. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord. Okay. Meaning he's not making this up. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. Kind of looks like he had told them this before. So he's reminding them, which is exactly what a memorial is. It reminds us of something. For I have received, we're in 1 Corinthians 11, 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Verse 25, after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. What is death accomplished? As often as you... What were they doing when Jesus did this? Eating a common meal. You see, Jesus did not set up a new ceremony, a new sacrament or a ritual. It was a remembrance, a memorial. Just like memorials through the centuries remind us of something, right? Photos are a remembrance, a reminder. Statues of famous people are a remembrance. Monuments are reminders. Jesus Christ said to do this as often as you do, remember him. And I think, as most of you know, that this supper that we refer to as the Last Supper, this supper took place shortly before he was arrested on Monday evening. And two evenings later, the Jews began the celebration of Passover with the Passover meal. And of course, in the Passover meal that began Passover, they ate the Passover lamb. And you probably remember that Passover, when they did this every year, it was a memorial. It was a remembrance of the great deliverance that God did for the children of Israel in bringing them out of Egypt, delivering them from Egypt. And they were instructed, God gave Moses instructions, they were to put the blood of the lamb on the doorposts. And when the angel of death passed over that night, the angel of death passed over them. None of them died. Firstborn of everybody in Egypt did, but the angel of the Lord passed over them. That's why it's called Passover. But also, they were to eat the lamb. And it was in the eating of the lamb that gave those people healing that night. Because God's word tells us that when they left, there was not one feeble knee among them. And they estimate, you know, about 2.5 million people. Can you imagine a group of 2.5 million people and nobody sick? My goodness, they walked out with healing. And so there's the two things, a covering for their sins and healing. I would say that it looks like God's highly in favor of healing. If you would look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. We're in chapter 11, so just back up about six chapters. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Chapter 5, verse 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Jesus Christ was the Passover lamb that year. Remember John the Baptist at one point pointed to Jesus Christ and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And we know from 1 John it says that Jesus Christ is the propitiation, full payment for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of, yes, the whole world. This memorial that Jesus Christ instituted didn't have specific requirements like Passover did. Passover had very specific elements, very specific details. This did not. Jesus Christ instituted this memorial during a common meal. It wasn't like before the meal started, Jesus Christ said, "Okay, I've got something really special to do." Or it wasn't after the meal was over with, he said, "Okay, before we leave, I need to do..." It was right in the middle of the meal. Right in the middle. Isn't that just something? The scriptures told us as they were eating. And he used two items that are found at a common meal. And he said, "As often as you do this, do it in memory of me." Remember me. Remember what? Two things. My body is broken for you, for your healing. And number two, my blood, my life is given for remission and forgiveness of sins. And we're going to close in 1 Peter chapter 2, if you would. 1 Peter chapter 2. You know, most of the time when we eat, there's usually some kind of bread. You know, whether it's a slice of bread, if we're having a sandwich, or a cracker, or a chip, or a tortilla. There's usually some kind of bread, and there's usually something to drink, water, tea, coffee, whatever. So if we want to, every time we eat, we could stop for a moment or two and remember. Remember. He said, "As often as you do this, do it in memory of me. Remember what I've accomplished for you." So whenever we eat, we could just stop and remind ourselves that we have forgiveness of sins. Remind ourselves that he paid the price for our healing. Why did Jesus Christ say to remember these two things? So that we can continue to believe it and receive the benefits. Firstly, so we can accept and believe the forgiveness of all our sins that he paid for with his life. Because God doesn't want us living with guilt, shame, condemnation, unworthiness. God has forgiven us all our sins because his Son, Jesus Christ, paid the price for all sins, all mine, all yours, all everybody's. The price has been fully paid. And secondly, so we can continue to believe and receive healing. And there are certainly times when we need healing. But you know, if you can't accept and believe God's forgiveness of all your sins through Christ, how can you accept and believe God's healing for you through Christ? Very familiar verse here in 1 Peter chapter 2. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. There it is. He bore our sins. He paid the price for all our sins. And the rest of the verse says, by whose stripes you were healed. By his stripes, his body was beaten so badly. We looked at that verse last week when Isaiah said that he would be beaten so badly he would be beyond recognition. Jesus Christ paid for our healing. So why do we take the time in a fellowship like this, not just to share bread and wine, but we're taking a little time to review these very vital scriptures? Why do we do that? Because again, it helps us to continue to accept and believe that God has forgiven us, and it helps us to continue to accept and believe we have healing available to us. Healing available to us today. And yes, I know, we all know we have these mortal bodies, don't we? Sometimes it's more apparent, some days it's more apparent than others that our bodies are mortal, right? But, and this is important, regardless of what you see or hear, our healing, your healing, my healing, has been paid for. We just read it. By his stripes, you were healed. Healing from God is still available, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Scripture tells us he sent his word and healed them. And it is indisputable and undeniable that people have and continue to receive healing from reading or hearing God's word. He sent his word and healed them. And it is also indisputable and undeniable that people have and continue to receive healing from the operation of the manifestation of gifts of healing. And it is also indisputable and undeniable that people have and continue to receive healing during a communion service or in a simple remembrance at a meal. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. We're now going to share bread together, and I'm going to pray and bless the bread. Father, thank you for the healing that we have because Jesus Christ paid that price for us. By his stripes we were healed. Thank you that You are very much in favor of healing our mortal bodies. And Father, as we share bread together tonight, may we remember that it was by his stripes we were healed, that his body was broken. So Missy will pass the bread out, and as soon as everybody has their bread, then we will eat together. So I have a piece here. This looks similar to what they would have back in those days, round, flat bread. And when it says broke, kind of means ripped it, because it wouldn't snap. It wasn't a chip. It was a bread. Everybody got bread? Good. And he took bread, blessed it, broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you, for your healing. Do this in memory of me." So let's eat the bread. I'll pray for the wine, and then we'll all share wine together, and Missy will pass that out. Father, I ask you to bless this wine that we're about to drink, and that, Father, as we drink it, we can remember that he paid the price for all of our sins, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. Father, we accept the healing, but we also accept the forgiveness that we have. We accept, Father, that you have completely forgiven us and that we are righteous in your eyes. And so we thank you for that forgiveness in Jesus Christ's name. So, pass out the little cups of wine. I have a cup here. I used to use like a chalice, but I found this thing, looked online and a number of years ago, and this is more what it would look like, what they used back then. Everybody got wine? Good. And he took the cup and blessed it and said, "Drink ye all of it. This is my blood. This represents my life, which is shed for many for the remission and forgiveness of sins. As often as you do this, do it in memory of me." Let's drink some wine. Shall we pray together? Almighty God, our wonderful Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of being together with your people, and Father, that we could remember and remind ourselves of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and what he's done for us. And I pray for all those that are here, those on the hookup, also, Father, those people that we prayed for earlier, and for anyone who listens to this recording. I pray, Father, for healing that's needed, mental, physical, or spiritual. And I pray, Father, that we can accept the forgiveness that we have through our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, we have so many wonderful rights, privileges, and abilities as born-again ones, as we read in the epistles, so many wonderful things that your word says about us, that we're your children, that we're sanctified, that we're holy, that we have your gift of Holy Spirit, that we are righteous. But two things Jesus Christ at the Last Supper instituted a memorial for us to not forget, but to remind ourselves, to remember that we have forgiveness and we have healing. So may we continue to remember that each and every day. And I thank you for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless.